USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California Democrat Maxine Waters not backing down from statements she made over the weekend about harassing members of President Trump's administration when they're spotted in public. USA Radio's Robin Walensky with more.
Trump is the one who's creating lies, trying to have people believe that I talked about harming people.
The California Congresswoman not apologizing after she takes heat for telling people to protest and push back on members of President Trump's cabinet when they are in public.
There's nowhere in my statement, anytime, any place, that we talked about harm.
Waters holding a news conference saying,
I stand by my speech in saying that the protests have already started. They're probably going to continue.
There's primary voting today in New York, Colorado, Maryland, Oklahoma, Utah, and Mississippi. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
President Trump speaking in South Carolina last night and sticking by recent tweets in which he said he'd rather have people entering the country illegally immediately deported than have them face a judge.
And we want to tell people, I'm sorry, you're coming into the country illegally. We don't want you in the country. That's it. It's now over.
Trump remarking his advisors have told him 5,000 new judges are needed to process illegal immigrants crossing the border, but he says he doesn't think that's needed, and he'd rather have ICE and Border Patrol agents handle the problem, so he says their numbers should be bolstered. The huge Pawnee fire in Northern California barely contained, showing significant growth again yesterday northwest of Sacramento. It's just 5% contained. In southwestern Colorado, hot, dry conditions continue to fuel the 416 fire. That fire also expanded yesterday. And this is USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A Kentucky World War II veteran to be honored posthumously at the White House today when President Trump will award a Medal of Honor to the family of Army First Lieutenant Garland Murrell Connor. An injured Connor ran from a hospital in France in 1945 to rejoin his unit on the front lines. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell paying tribute to Connor and noting that he performed heroically through, quote, wave after wave of German advances. The Kentucky Republican was instrumental in securing a Medal of Honor for Connor, who died in 1998 at 79. The Medal of Honor is America's highest military award. Britain's Prince William's on a historic tour of the Middle East that began in Jordan and will be heading to Israel and occupied Palestinian territories before it's over. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
William and Jordanian Crown Prince Hussein watched a World Cup soccer match together and later visited the archaeological ruins of Jerash, a Roman city dating to the first century. The site has a personal connection to the royal couple. Kate Middleton was photographed there by her father, Michael Middleton, in 1984 when she was a child. British royals have historically declined invitations for official state visits to Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it a historic visit. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.